Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. And what a great Saturday. It isn't raining yet.
No, but it's coming.
Yeah. Well, it's not right now. So we're going to go with sunny Saturday for now. We're good with that. It's Paul Jamison, your host of the show, Your Real Estate Today. Welcome, welcome. If you're out and about today, we say hello. Thanks for tuning in. I am with Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Investments, and Jamison Property Management here in the Matthews area, doing business in North and South Carolina. And I'm here with Marty and Sam Ivy from Ivy Exterminating. Hey, guys.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be here.
What's up, Sam?
Just happy to be sitting across from you, staring at your gorgeous face.
Oh my goodness. For a guy that comes, he's sucking up.
Sam,
for a guy
must
came
have
in late.
Cleaned out the liquor cabinet before he came.
He came in late. <That's> he right. Almost didn't make it in today, did you, brother?
By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a little brown on your nose there, Sam.
Oh, hey.
That's right.
Who are you? Hey, it's Jesse, our producer. So, listen, here's the deal. We're going to have some trivia later on in the show today, and we're going to see if you want to win something. So hang with that. We're going to shock you on that one, I think. If you want to call in and you have a question for Marty and Sam or myself, so anything having to do with real estate, that's what we're here to answer for you. 704-570-1110. Pick up the phone. Call. Jesse will pick up your call. He will say, hello, and what is your question quickly, and what is your phone number in case we get disconnected. So here's the thing with the calls. I said this last week. We had several calls last week, and we welcome you to call this week. If you call, just give him the question and realize this is not one of those chastise deals. We're here to provide information. That's what this show is about. And so if you've got a question about your home, should you do something? Did something happen? Is there an issue in the crawl space? Is there something crawling around you need to figure out how to deal with? Something flying around? Have you been under your house in a while? If so, why not? And what are things you should think about? That's why we're here. 704-570-1110. Should you sell? Should you not sell? Anything related to your home or in real estate, your big investment. So call us. That's why we're here, and that's why we'd welcome your phone call. Because I imagine if you're thinking it, somebody else is as well. So don't be scared. That's what it's all about. All right. So a couple of things. Marty, you're going to talk about what three subjects today? Just give us an overview.
We're going to talk about moisture. Moisture's rampant in crawl spaces right now. It's something that we really need to focus in on. Also, we're going to talk about mosquitoes that affect our outdoor hardscapes that we spend all that money on, and ants. Ants are at an all-time high. They've geared up due to this particular weather pattern we're having here, and we're having a tremendous amount of overload of calls coming in from people with ant issues.
Right. And then, Sam, what's up with the mosquitoes? Just an overview. What are you going to talk about related to those today?
Well, everything mosquitoes, the problems that are associated with them, and how you can get rid of them, and protecting your kids and your families from them.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to talk about, obviously, there are some required disclosures when you sell a home. And it doesn't matter whether you're selling the home by yourself or with a real estate agent. And I want you to understand those. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to, if we have time, talk a little bit about the difference between a product and service and what that means to the transaction. And also, we've got some thoughts about investing in real estate related to a condo or a townhome and the good and bad there. Oh, so much to talk about. So, anyway, if you are interested in those subjects or any other, again, Kyle will pick you up as soon as he gets you through the queue at 704-570-1110. Bring your questions. We're here to take them. Okay. All right. So, a couple of things I'm going to introduce that, you know, I'm a kind of a trivia buff, right? I like trivia. Construction employers in the last year added 228,000 jobs. Bam! What does that tell you?
A lot of work.
Yeah? It sure enough is.
A lot of hammer, a lot of nails.
Yeah. You know, Marty, with all this rain and everything that's going on right now, do you think getting your crawl space checked would make a difference? And hang on, Kyle, we're going to pick you up here in just 2 seconds, so hang tight.
Yes. This right now, what the way this weather pattern has hit us, it has turned these crawl spaces into a train wreck, and there is a pretty good explanation for that, but it's going to take more than just a couple minutes.
Okay, all right. Let's see if we can pick up Kyle real quick. Can you throw him on, Jesse? Okay. All right, Kyle, you're back on. Let's talk to you. What is your question, my friend?
My question is, with the extension of 74, or not, or the road construction of 74, and then the proposed a growth or the Monroe bypass, should I sell my house in Matthews in 2 years or 5 years? Which one would have the greater value?
Okay. So, Kyle, I think you know I have some good local knowledge there in Matthews, right? So,
yeah, I live off of the divide.
Yeah, okay. I think right now there are certain areas of the marketplace, irregardless of the terrible construction project on Highway 74, that have some are insulated from some of that stuff. And I know where you are, of course, and I know that neighborhood well. This is a tremendous time to sell, and I think if you decide to wait a couple of years, I think you'll still be okay. You know, the whole purpose of that 74 corridor was to try to stop people from getting off of 74, except in very, very strategic places. They basically cut off Matthews to about one access point on 74. So, to your point, is access going to be a little bit more difficult? Possibly. But Matthews and the values of homes in Matthews are extremely solid. So I would say to you, I think do it when you're ready to do it and not worry about the effects of 74, because you're in a great area.
Okay. I was actually, with the Monroe bypass going in there too, is that going to actually increase the value?
Could, yeah. The Monroe bypass has been a real positive. I think that is not proven yet, but I would say, based on the access that it gives and the unclogging that it gives, that it's a positive thing, man. I really do. All right,
thank you.
All right, Kyle.
And Paul, I did not realize that was going to be a toll road until here just recently.
Oh, really?
I had not heard the toll road thing either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
is that right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I just saw it on TV the other night.
Yeah, well, everybody will be going up Monroe Road then.
Yep.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a good day, buddy. All right, so can we squeeze in Dwight before the break? All right, let's do it. Hey, Dwight, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, friend. What can we do you for?
Well, I was saying before that my house is about 25 years old. I plan to stay there for a while.
Uh-huh.
And when I go into the crawl space, I see that some of the insulation has come down from the floor joists, and it kind of looks kind of thin. So I was wondering if it would be worth the effort and cost to have someone go in there and dig out all the old stuff and put in new insulation.
Yeah, sound like a familiar thing.
You're
talking to a guy that just went through this, Dwight.
A lot of that insulation. What's causing that insulation to fall is moisture. And what happens is hot, humid air comes in from the outside, and it condensates on the crawl space, depending on whatever the dew point is that day. And it causes the insulation fibers to get heavy with moisture and pull down and fall. And first, what you're going to have to do is come in and evaluate what's causing the moisture, how to rectify it, and then rectify that and then put in new insulation. And that's something that we can do for you at Ivy Exterminating. So you can give us a call, or I can call you Monday of next week and have set up a time for one of our guys or me to come out and take a look at it. But ultimately, it's a moisture-related condition, and we're going to talk extensively about that after the break.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend.
Very good.
Thank you, Dwight.
Thank you.
All right. All right. See you later. All right. So, you know, Marty, to set up what's coming after the break in moisture, you know, it is totally misunderstood.
It is. And it is totally. It's something out of people, they've never thought about the science of it, and the science has just come around, really got good traction in the last 5 years, and we'll talk about that after the break.
Right. And if you're a realtor, listen up. You need to hear what Marty's going to talk about. And we've got so much more ahead to show your real estate today. Keep us in mind. Stay with us. So much to share here on News 1110 WBT. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Hey, it's your host, Paul Jamison. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Marty and Sam Ivy, Ivy Exterminating. And, of course, I'm with Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Investments, and Jamison Property Management. We're glad you're with us. If, like the last segment, if you have questions about real estate and you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. And don't be scared about it. We're not going to do anything that would embarrass you. But if you've got a question, 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. If you have a real estate question that you are interested in hearing about, we would love to hear from you, for sure. So, Marty.
Paul.
We were talking before the break, and we want to make sure Dwayne hears what you were going to talk about, the last caller. There's just so much going on, and it's not just because we've had a lot of rain lately.
No, the rain's got, and people really can't get their hands around this. You know, we go in crawl spaces every day, and we tell the homeowners, we come out and they say, yeah, your moisture levels are through the roof, and the crawl spaces looks like a rainforest, and there should be a tribe underneath there as bad as it's raining. And they look at you kind of crazy, and they was like, well, we've had so much rain, what do you expect? And really, it's not the rain that does it. It's the humidity, and it's all about science and physics, really. And that kind of teaches that positive energy is attracted to negative energy, and warm, humid air is positive energy, and it's attracted to a cold temperature. When you look at weather patterns, the hot air is always kind of chasing the cold air. If you've been on an airplane and you experience turbulence, that's hot air hitting cold air, and it creates this turbulence. And, you know, the reason we're having so many thunderstorms in late afternoon now is the sun bears down on the earth during the day. The earth is wet because it's been raining so much. It evaporates, and as that evaporation goes up in the environment, every 1,000 feet, the temperature drops 3 degrees. And at some stage, that dew point is resulted, and it rains, and thunder and lightning occurs, and it comes back to earth. That's basically what's happening in crawl spaces, is this time of year, hot, humid air migrates in the crawl space, and especially if you've got cold air ducts, you've got cold air running, this hot, humid air hits the cold air ducts, and condensation occurs. What then occurs is the insulation, as the previous caller talked about, the insulation starts to get wet with moisture. And what occurs then is when that insulation gets wet, it tries to off-gas. And when it off-gases, a process of thermal cooling happens, which lowers the floor temperature down 8 to 10 degrees. It would be the same example if you had a canteen. If you look at most canteens for those people at camp, they come with some type of animal hide around the outside of the canteen or some type of canvas wrapping that comes around the outside of the canteen. And the purpose of that is once you fill that canteen up, you dunk the outside of that canteen or that canvas or that animal hide down in the water, And as the evaporation process happens off the outside, it lowers the core temperature inside 8 to 10 degrees, thermal cooling. And that happens in a crawl space. And when thermal cooling starts to occur in a crawl space, it just rapidly sucks the moisture into the crawl space. And right now, we go in crawl spaces, and there a lot of them are looking like rainforests. And what happened was you gradually have a ramp up of temperature from spring to summer. And it and the ground temperature inside of a crawl space, because the crawl space is lower than the outside grade, typically that ground temperature gets to ramp up gently, let's say. But this year, because it hit us hot and heavy, all that moisture came into the crawl space and it went to the ground first, especially if you had a plastic vapor barrier. It went on top of that vapor barrier and it didn't get to absorb down into the ground. So when you turned on your air conditioning and you started cooling that, it just sucked it right up to the substructure. And that's the reason we're seeing so many problems. What you need to do to correct that is, one, first, let's stop the water penetration in the crawl space if you've got any. Number two is you're going to have to seal the foundation vents, put a dehumidifier in that crawl space, and then put a vapor barrier down on top of the crawl space floor. And that's going to be the absolute best way to control the issue. Now, can you manage it or try to manage it with fan systems and things of that nature? In some cases, you can, but typically, you take a lot of fans, and there's a law of probability, the more steps in any program, the more likelihood of failure. If you've got a lot of fans, you're subject to failure. And as a rule of thumb, of fans, if you're not properly placed, can make it worse. So we feel that due to the law of probability, the dehumidifier, sealing vents, vapor barrier is your best option. What results in crawl spaces when you get these elevated moisture levels is you start to get microbial and fungi growth in the crawl space, which can deteriorate the floor system, which can also affect value. And we're seeing right now in the marketplace, this microbial issue is killing real estate deals.
Yeah, and the issue, Marty, and I alluded to that earlier, and I'm sure, Sam, you see it too when you go out on different inspections, that there's a lot of inspectors, realtors, et cetera,
blah, 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 blah,
that don't understand moisture.
They don't understand microbial growth either. They don't, and they blow it out of proportion. I looked at one this week. I felt so sorry for the homeowners. I look at a lot of open air crawl spaces, and this crawl space was as good looking of a crawl space as I've seen in a while. And some inspector wrote up a little bit of microbial, and these people are looking at a potential issue of having to spend about $7,500 that I feel that's unnecessary. But some home inspector wrote it up, and now my dad used to have this old saying, you can drive a nail in a wall, but you can pull that nail out, but that hole's still there. Once that raises its ugly head, if your agent is not good at understanding what they're talking about and how to handle it, it can be costly. Paul knows that as good as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you can back yourself in a corner, can't you?
Oh, you really can. And for everybody out there listening who's considering having your crawl space looked at, I recommend you need to have it looked at to understand what's really going on. But also, you need to do your homework about the companies who are proposing to do the work. We had an inspector go out to a house a couple weeks ago, and a couple years ago, they had had their house completely encapsulated, taken care of, and everything. They did not put a dehumidifier in the crawl space because the company had told them it was not necessary. And now they have microbial all over the system, the floor system up underneath the house. And now they're looking at having to have those repairs. So now they're having to do two costly repairs to fix something that should have been taken care of right the first time.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. I was with a client this weekend who is a medical professional, and he was telling me about his business and how making sure that for certain tasks, I don't care if it's a medical task, a real estate task, a crawl space task, you need to have the right people evaluating those kinds of things. In other words, I do not believe that a home inspector is a crawl space expert. Can they identify issues or potential issues? Yes. And that's the value of a home inspection. If things don't look exactly right, then you call in somebody that is a specialist.
Definitely.
That can take care of that. And I think there's a big gap in the market for those kinds of things, don't you?
There definitely is. I mean, you don't want a brain surgeon operating on your heart. You know, you want somebody that knows and lives in that crawl space all the time and understands those that environment and the conditions that propose themselves to take care of those type of problems.
Yes.
Because it really is an issue.
Yes, and that brings back an old memory. Were you here, Sam, when Marty talked about having a proctologist operate on your heart?
I don't think I was, but I want to hear.
Do you remember
story.
That, Marty?
You know, that was one of my more brilliant days. You know, that just goes to show you what you can do with a sixth grade education.
Oh,
but
my
you
gosh.
Remembered it, Paul.
I did. I swear. I don't think.
That just
I
goes to show you, my dad was right. You can drive a nail in the wall, you can pull the hole out, but the hole's still
one,
there.
That one stuck with me because I remember sitting over looking at him, going, "Did he just really say that?" It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a hard break at the half hour. We got a contest at the next hour, so stay with us. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the mandatory disclosures that are in selling your home. We've got ants to talk about, too. This is the show, Your Real Estate Today. Call us, 704-570-1110. That's the on-air number. Or just hang with us and listen up here on 1110-99.3 WBT. We'll be right back. Here we are from the bayous of Charlotte. No, I'm just kidding. From the WBT studios, here we are live. The show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison, your host. Owner of Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Investments, and Jamison Property Management. Here with my good friends Marty and Sam Ivey from Ivey Exterminating. We're going to talk a little bit about mandatory disclosures at this, but if you have a question about real estate, 704-570-1110. If you're out and about today, call us. Don't be scared. Just do it, and we'll put you on the air, and we'll talk about it. 704-570-1110. So there are certain types of seller disclosures, but there are certain disclosures that are mandatory. And a couple of those are in North Carolina, and every state is different, but the most primary one is, there's two. One is a simple explanation. It's called a MOG, or a mineral, oil, and gas disclosure. And I want to explain up front, folks, if you're selling your home yourself, if you decide to do that, you still have to have these disclosures. They are, the word mandatory means mandatory, okay? If you look it up in the dictionary. So, mineral oil and gas says that you have not sold the mineral oil or gas rights to your piece of property. And the whole reason we have that in North Carolina is because of the fracking that has gone on and people just making sure that they're purchasing the rights to the property that they're buying. There was a mineral oil and gas debacle that happened in our area a while ago with a D.R. Horton, but that has gone away. So that is old news at this point because they sold properties holding on to those gas and mineral rights, but all that's gotten straightened out. So that's in the past. So we surge ahead. So a couple of things about that disclosure. First of all, there's one called another one called a residential property disclosure. That is another one that's mandatory, and that's the one that the meat of my conversation is about. In that, it talks about at the day of sale, or that the house has gone on the market, meaning it's going on the market for sale, do those conditions exist, like a leak, or an issue with the roof, or a problem in the crawl space, or an appliance that doesn't work, or an air conditioner that's not operating, or an issue with your HOA, an assessment. It is a snapshot of the home condition to the best of the seller's knowledge. It's filled out by the seller. It's not filled out by the realtor. It is in the best of their knowledge, do these conditions exist at the time the house is going on the market? So what I mean by that is a lot of sellers get confused. They may have had a roof leak a year before the house went on the market, and they're saying, well, there was a roof leak a year ago, so yes. The answer is no. The day you go for sale is the time that that disclosure should say no. So it also asks about your HOA. Do you have one? What do the HOA fees pay? It's about a four-page document that is a snapshot of those things and of that history. Now, let's say you are selling a piece of property that you have never lived in. Well, there's another box. There's a yes box, a no box, and a no representation box. If you've never lived there and you have no idea about that condition, then you check the box that says no representation because you don't know. A lot of people, and this is unfortunate, but yet albeit legal, check the box that says no representation because they don't want to tell you that they have knowledge about an issue. I need to explain that that is not the proper way to handle it. A material fact, quote unquote, is a adverse condition or negative condition that affects the value of the property. Does it mean that there's a hole in the sheetrock? Is that a material fact? No. But if the seller knows that there's mold in the crawl space, or termites, or a leak under the faucet, or a leaky roof, and they don't disclose it, and there's a way to prove that they know, or the agent knows, and again, to us agents, if you see it, you talk about it no matter what the seller says, right? If I go through a house and I see that the roof is leaking in the attic, and the seller says, no, there's no roof leak in the attic, I'm going to say there's a roof leak in the attic to every single buyer that comes because it has to be disclosed. What does mandatory mean? I think we talked about this earlier. Mandatory. Okay. All right. So before I forget, and we'll see, Jesse, if we can handle this. This will probably be our shortest contest we ever had. Okay. So for listeners out there, and I'll continue on with this for a minute. I should have done this at the very beginning. So if you're out there and you want to participate in our contest, here's what you do. You'll call 704-570-1110. You will say the number, and if you are within 25 cents of the number, you'll win a Jameson prize of some sort. I'll send you something nice.
8x10 glossy of you photo?
No, that's not a nice gift.
Well, we can take
that's not a nice gift. That's a dartboard.
Raccoons out of it.
Listen to you, man.
I want that picture signed.
Yeah. Well,
Right. Okay. All right. You guys had enough.
Sam's.
Okay. I've got to get the contest out. Now stop. Stop, or I'm going to make you bring a prize too.
Okay.
All right. So earlier in the show, I talked about 228,000 construction jobs added in the last year. All right? If you can get within 25 cents, what is the average hourly rate nationally of a construction job? The average hourly rate of a construction job. If you can get it within 25 cents of the right answer, I will send you something. First caller to get it right. 704-570-1110. Get within 25 cents of the average hourly rate of a construction worker nationally. All right? And I have an answer. So if you know it, call in to guess it, and we'll send you a prize for doing that. All right? Don't call my cell phone with it, people. The average hourly rate of a construction worker in the United States right now, 704-570-1110. 704-570-1110 if you want to take a guess. All right? How are they doing so far? Are they getting it? All right. Let me see. All right. 704-570-1110. You can guess and want to win a prize. Okay. All right. Back to our mandatory disclosure-ation. All right. Does that mandatory disclosure take the place of a home inspection or a termite inspection? No. Okay? It does not. So get a home inspection and a termite inspection. Even if the disclosure says they don't see any termites, send Marty over there to check for termites. All right? Can you market the home as is? Poor Jesse over there. You see the board?
Yeah, it is. It's like a Christmas tree.
We got, I know. Okay. So can you market the home as is? Yes, you can. In North Carolina, you can. You can say this home is sold as is. You don't represent or warrant anything. And you don't want to fix anything. That is your right. You can do that.
But I got to say this. I hear that a lot.
As is never as is.
Yeah, I concur. Because it's never as is per the termite inspection. It's rarely never as is for the home inspection, because I have heard this complaint more than anything. Well, they're coming back to ask for this and this and this. And I sold it as is. I mean, it is kind of funny. But it
happens all the time. As is never. And the North Carolina state contract, by the way, says as is. But the due diligence period is for the time to be able to negotiate any issues or repairs. Right?
And when I hear that, I walk away. My takeaway, or what I'll often say, is my windshield appraisal of the situation is the realtor's got their hands full.
Yeah, as is an interesting anomaly. So it sounds like Jesse's still going at it. The construction average hourly rate in our country, you get within 25 cents, I'll send you a prize, 704-570-1110. He's sweating over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny to watch. All right, so lastly, related to mandatory disclosures, this one's not mandatory, but it's paulatory. And that means if you see it, talk about it. If there's a question about it, explore it. If you explore it and it's clean, tell everybody. But don't wait to see if the home inspector might find something. If there's an issue, deal with the issue, okay? So that's the thing. I keep going back to this whole thing. And you know, it's just a function of I have been in so many situations where someone doesn't fill out something in the disclosure form and they think that just because they didn't do that, it makes it okay, and it doesn't. You know what?
Listen, you know.
Okay, we're getting the high sign. We must go into heartbreak. Don't Ta-da. Sweat it, Jesse. We'll come back to show you real estate today, and we'll get the winner on. Stay with us on News 1110, 99.3 WBT. Welcome back to the Show Your Real Estate Today. It is Paul Jamison, but I am not a game show host, nor do I care to be. Here with Marty and Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. All right, so the answer to the question, and we have to slightly compromise, so the person that won is only getting half a – I'm just kidding. Is going to get the prize, even though they weren't quite there, within 25 cents, but they were the closest of everybody that called. So the closest to everybody that called is actually John. John, you called. You are the closest. The answer is $29.43 an hour. $29.43 an hour is the average hourly rate for a construction worker in the United States.
Wow.
That's about $60,000 a year. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive.
Wow.
All right. So, real quick, let me just go through this, and then Marty, I want you to pick up with, we're going to talk about ants and mosquitoes. But just real quick, condos and townhomes, the rental's good and bad. Here's the bad. HOA assessments. The cost of the HOA fees can prohibit profitability. Neighbor issues if there's a shared thermostat. And in one case, we had a neighbor that smoked a lot of weed and it went into the same duct system. So what they're cooking, you're going to be cooking, or the tenants will. Noise and arguments over parking spots. All right. The good. HOA rules keep uniformity. Lower maintenance, exterior costs covered in many HOAs, which is a big expense, and usually most condos and townhomes are in the proximity of a lot of amenities. So, there you go. All right. There it is. Lightning round. Congratulations, John. Call back in 704-570-1110. We'll get your address and get a prize out to you. All right. Marty.
Oh.
You said that coming in here today, you had to dodge the ants.
Oh, they were bad out in the parking lot.
Yeah? Tell me.
They were out there. They were lounging. A lot of them had little umbrellas. They had those little
Were they drinking and little drinks with
the umbrellas? Little umbrellas on them.
Yeah.
And they looked at me like, what are you doing here? Don't make me take you out.
Were they playing Jimmy Buffett as well?
They were. They were. They were. But the ants. This weather has been so conducive for the Mother Nature. You just got to love her. But it has been so conducive for ant infestation homes because when we have a lot of rain, what happens is ants go to high ground.
Yes.
And they've migrated inward. And our phone at the shop is constantly ringing about people with ant issues.
What's the shop number?
704-334-1616.
Oh, I was just checking.
Or bugivy.com. Since 1954, we've been providing superior ant
like
control.
A game show host.
Yeah. Alex Breck here.
Yeah, and I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kind of scary.
Yeah. But the ants, and what happens is we've had a lot of wet weather, and the grounds maintenance have kind of slacked off a little bit because they've not had optimum conditions to cut your shrubs back and keep your lawn mowed. And the ants, one of their primary food sources is honeydew, and insects that feed on your plant growth around your house create a kind of little, like a waxy substance on your plants referred to as honeydew, and that's the number one food source for ants. So if you've got plants touching the house, the next thing you know, you've got ants coming up into the house. So this wet weather, they go to high ground, and we've had a tremendous amount of ant infestations in homes. It's just a problem, and you know, I was walking up the sidewalk here, and I was following a whole trail. It must have been about 30,000 odorous house ants that were migrating across the sidewalk and up into the building because they know rain's coming this afternoon. Ta-da.
Man, I'm telling you, doesn't look like it right now, but that doesn't mean anything around here. Well, it didn't look like it yesterday.
I went on a picnic the other day, and it rained so hard the ants drowned. I'm just telling you. Let's just show you the weatherman don't always get it right. He don't get it right.
The ants drown.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know
gonna
what to say.
Get me some bugs.
All right,
I just
so
love
mosquitoes,
life.
Let's go ahead and quickly talk about them.
Sam, jump in on that.
Take a minute and a half on mosquitoes, Sam.
All right. These mosquitoes are a real issue this year. Mosquitoes are really amazing. Just the fact that they don't need that much water to lay their eggs in. A female can lay her eggs in a bottle cap, a water bottle cap of water. That's all she needs. And from that point on, once she lays her eggs, they spend the first 5 to 15 days in that aquatic environment. And then once they migrate out from that stage, then they spend about another 15 to 25 days flying around on the underside of all of your plants. And as Marty was talking about, that honeydew that's formed on the backside of those leaves, that's what those mosquitoes live off of, especially the male. The male predominantly only feeds off of the honeydew on those leaves, whereas the female, she needs the protein out of a mammal's blood in order to reproduce. And so you need somebody that really knows what they're looking for when they show up to find mosquitoes, where they're living. They'll get in your mulch beds and those plants around kids' toys, playground sets, things of that nature. And so we can come out, we can take care of those aquatic environments so that they don't reproduce in them. We can spray your yard and take care of it and give you some prevention tips to prevent them from coming back.
Yeah, you know, that it actually really works. And that's the thing that I was, always wondering until Marty really shared with me about the fact of where the mosquitoes come from. And, you know, Sam, you guys have been doing this a while. You understand it's not a gimmick. It's the real thing.
Since 1954.
But if you go to the source... You're such a goof. I'm trying to pay you a compliment, and you turn around, he's got this grin that just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
We need to start filming in here, because y'all need to see what's happening in here. Between Red and his jumping up and down over here and, you know, trying to calm him down, and Sam and Marty and all this stuff they're doing. I'm just sitting here in a suit and tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't understand what y'all are doing.
You look like you're going to go out and lose some golf balls. That's what you look like.
Yeah. Well, if I did go out there, I would lose some golf balls. That would be true. All right. So there's a lot of folks out there right now that have a home, and this has happened lately. A lot of folks have a home that is in their possession or they're inherited from their family, or they've moved and they haven't figured out what to do, and they've got an empty house sitting there. Couldn't sell, trying to figure out, should I sell it, should I rent it? We'd like to talk to you. Right now is a great time and a great opportunity. You know, forget leaving that house sitting empty. We can help you figure out what is the best way to do it, whether or not you're going to create a family asset that's going to create revenue, or whether you're going to put it on the market to sell, and a plan to do so. Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Investments, Jamison Property Management, 704-846-DONE, 846-3663. And Marty and Sam,
704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
Woo!
We're going to get us some bugs.
Since 1954.
And they're both cat lovers. Again, call us at Jamison. Thanks for joining us to show your real estate today. Congrats to John, the winner. And we'll talk to you next week. God bless. Have a great Saturday.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.